90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Thursday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS. Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends give their opinion on sports. I'm Peter, the host, joined by my co-host, Andrew.
Hey, hey.
How's it going this week?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We are 20 episodes in. It doesn't seem like it, but 20 episodes deep. Pretty surreal that we've gotten this far. I think we've only missed like 3-4 weeks maybe due to all the snow that happened during December, but we are now on episode 20, so...
Woohoo!
We haven't been discontinued yet, so hopefully we can keep it down. But I just want to jump right into our sports, leave no time. Andrew, can you take a look at our short list of Trojan sports?
Yes. So on Wednesday, there was spring sports pictures. And on Saturday, boys lacrosse heads to Appaquinimic for their play day.
Yeah. And if anybody doesn't really know what, like, a play day is, there's going to be multiple teams there. I think the list is like 16 different teams, and we'll be playing three of those. So we have three games during the day. They're shorter games, but it's just really a way to test like how your team's been doing, what you guys need to work on. So it'll definitely be something really fun to do. But heading over from that, we have NBA games tonight. The Wizards and the Pistons, probably going to be a slow one. The Pistons have been a lot better this season than people expected them to, especially for how bad they were last season. So I'd probably take the Pistons here. The Wizards have been really bad. What would you say?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the Wizards aren't going to turn around anytime soon. I just think the Pistons are going to take this one.
Definitely. And a team that has turned it around pretty quickly, the Lakers being the 2 seed now, playing the Bucks. The Bucks have been they've plateaued. After they won the championship, they haven't been awful. They've just been like a consistent 3-4 seed, maybe win a first round and then get bumped in the second. But I would definitely say the Lakers, they've been on a hot streak recently. So I think the Lakers and Luka take this one. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I agree. The Lakers are on a crazy win streak ever since they got Luka, and I think that continues tonight.
And then after that one, we have the Magic and the Pelicans. And if you're just starting to get into the NBA, the Magic are a team to watch. They're such an entertaining team. Paolo Banchero, one of the best young stars in the league right now, putting on an electric show every night. I do have the Magic in this one, but I could see an upset from the Pelicans. What'd you say, Andrew?
I would have to agree probably with the Magic. I just think they're the better team, and the Pelicans, like you said, could make an upset, but it's probably very unlikely.
Yeah, and then looking at the last two games, the Nets and the Bulls, and then the Kings and the Warriors. The Kings-Warriors should be a good look. The Warriors also picked up Jimmy Butler, and I think I saw they were like 10-2 since he's been playing there, so it looked like that was a good pickup for them. But the Kings have been on a slow decline as well. They were really good the past two seasons, making playoffs, making big waves in the playoffs, matter of fact. But I would have to take the Warriors on this one. And then the Bulls and Nets, if you are looking to watch an NBA game, that is probably not the one. These two teams have not been doing really well. They're probably both on a rebuild year for the next couple years. So I would probably have to take the Nets here, but not by much. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I agree. If you look at the standings, they're both 10-11 in the Eastern Conference. So a very close battle, but like you said, they're not two of the greatest teams, but it should be a close matchup. And then the Kings and Warriors is probably going to be one of the best games of the night, maybe second to the Lakers and Bucks. So I think that'll be a very entertaining game as well.
Definitely. And mentioning the NBA standings, taking a look at the East, we have our Cavs still at 1 by 8 games. We have the Celtics in 2, the Knicks in 3, the Bucks in 4, and the Pacers in 5. So not very close difference between the 1, 2, and the 3, right? The Cavs are separated by the Celtics by 8 games, and then the Knicks are separated by the Celtics by 5. So they would have to go on a crazy big winning and losing streak to see that top 3 change. But as of right now, with there being around 18 games left in the season, I would expect that that will be your 1, 2, and your 3 to round out the season, unless something does happen. But taking a look into, you know, the lower parts of it, right, your 7, 8, 9, and 10 seed, these are your play-in teams. So getting the higher seed here helps with your home court advantage. And then if you either play the 1 seed, the 2 seed, or if you get bounced out the playoffs. So right now, the 7, 8, and 9 are all separated by 1 game. So that's a little area to look for. And then the 6th seed, the final playoff spot, is separated by the play-in by 5. So it is the Pistons in that 6th seed, so I could see them dropping. But Andrew, can you take a look at the West for us?
Yes, so number 1 in the West remains the Thunder. 2 is now the Nuggets. The Lakers move down to 3. The Grizzlies are at 4, and to round out the top 5 is the Rockets.
Thank you. And switching over now from the NBA to probably the most exciting time to be a college basketball fan is right about now. We have our final AP poll, or is one more coming out?
I think they do one more after the conference tournaments, but I'm not 100%. Don't mark my word, but I'm pretty sure there's one more.
Okay, so this is either our last or second to last AP poll, but also not many of these teams will move because a lot of the higher up teams are the projected winners of their conference. So they're either going to win their conference or maybe they lose late in the round and then might drop, but I don't really see a lot of these teams losing their conference besides like a Florida, Alabama, Auburn. Not all three of them can win the SEC. So that will definitely be exciting to watch, is the SEC tournament. But taking a look, we have your new number 1 and 2. Duke 1, Houston 2, Auburn dropped to 3 after a loss by 2 points against Alabama on a buzzer beater. You have Florida at 4 and Alabama to round off your top 5. So definitely looking good for a lot of these teams. Texas A&M jumped up 8 after they had a rough week last week. Michigan dropped down 5, and Maryland is now at 11, and they claimed the 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. So I think we were talking about this earlier, Andrew. They had a chance of being either like a 5 or a 4 seed and not having many home games, but now they're the 2 seed. So who do they play? Who would they play in the Big Ten championship or tournament?
It's most likely they play their first game on Friday, and they play the winner of the Ohio State-Iowa game that's tonight. That winner plays Illinois, and then the winner of that plays us. So it's most likely that Illinois will be a team that Maryland faces on Friday, who earlier in the season they beat on the road by about 21. So I feel pretty comfortable about that. And then they would either play either Purdue or Michigan, probably in the semis, who I think we could get either one of them. So I think hopefully we might see a rematch of that great game where Trey Holloman hit that buzzer beater. So Michigan State-Maryland final is what I'm hoping for in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, definitely. And Tom Izzo did just get Big Ten Coach of the Year, putting together an amazing performance for Michigan State, because last year Michigan State was not looking good. They did not perform well in March. It was looking like very down for him, but Tom Izzo was able to collect everything, get his team back together. So looking good. Andrew, taking a look at that top 25, are there a team, like a sleeper team, that you see making a big run in their conference playoffs that could help their seeding in March?
I could see Oregon's really gotten hot right now. They're at 23 on this week's AP poll. I could see them. I mean, they have to play Indiana, and then if they win that, they have to play Michigan State. But I mean, they put up a great fight at Michigan State, probably one of Michigan State's closest home games. So I think that maybe with all this momentum they've got right now, they could maybe get Michigan State and then go on a run, but we'll just have to wait and see. But I feel like Oregon has a great chance. They're on like a 7 or 8 game winning streak, so they're really hot right now.
Yeah, and pretty much every team in that top 25 has their ticket punched to March. You're not going to see anybody in that top 25 not be in March. But some teams that aren't on that top 25 that have their ticket picked, we have 11 out of our 31 conference championships decided, one of them being UNCW, which is the CAA. And if anybody doesn't know, that's the conference that Towson recently got the number one seed in, but fell to number 12, UDEL. UDEL sadly wasn't able to get the championship, but UDEL was a 12 seed, so they were having to play, I think it was like 3 or 4 games back to back to back. So that was a crazy run. I think them knocking out Towson definitely helped UNCW. So you have UNCW in there. The Drake Bulldogs, another sleeper team. They got a new coach, and this coach brought up a lot of his D2 guys, and these D2 guys have been gritty and wanting a win in March. So that's another team to look out for. You have Gonzaga, who was able to win their conference. Troy, another team to look out for. Omaha, St. Francis, High Point, Lipscomb, Robert Morris, Woodford, and SUIE to round it off. Andrew, out of those teams that I mentioned, what's one that you're looking forward to seeing play in March?
I'm really interested in how Gonzaga plays. They're on that 8-9 line right now projected. If I was a number one seed, it would be scary to have to play Gonzaga in the second round. I mean, although they're only an 8-9, they still have a great coach, and they haven't made like headlines this year, haven't been as great as they normally are, but I think that maybe they could make a run. And I mean, once you get to the tournament, anything can happen. That's why every year there's always the Cinderella team that makes a run that nobody expects. That's why nobody can ever get a perfect bracket. So I think we're going to see a lot of upsets this year just based off of how many teams have been very good at the mid-major level that you might be surprised at how many upsets we see in the first round.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned that 8-9 line, and we talked about this on air yesterday. This 8-9 line is kind of crazy, honestly. This 8-9 line are a lot of the good teams that kind of fell early in the season and just weren't able to build their way back up. But don't get it wrong, there are some great teams here. Memphis, West Virginia, I see Memphis winning that, but then they have to play Auburn the next round. And even if Auburn does win, Memphis will probably run it up and play a good game, which means Auburn has to go on and play like a Clemson or an Oregon, which is an extremely tough team. And a sad look for my Duke Blue Devils, we either have to play UConn or Georgia, and I see UConn winning that. Having to play UConn in the second round of March Madness is crazy. This is the previous champion, and you got to play them in the second round. Like, they're going to have to come with their A game, as well as Mississippi State, Creighton, another 8-9 line, two teams that have shown that they're extremely good in March. And the final 8-9 line, Louisville, New Mexico, two teams that are projected to make scenes in March. So that's definitely, like, the second round of March Madness will definitely be one of the better rounds. But switching over, we have some NFL news to talk about. Free agency is stirring up like crazy. We just had Joey Bosa go to the Bills, and there was like a little bit of speculation that he might go to the Niners with Nick Bosa, but the Bills just added an insane 5-time Pro Bowler. Andrew, what are your thoughts on this, and do you think this helps the Bills make that final push that they need?
Yeah, I definitely think it helps the Bills a lot. They have a lot of protection now off of getting Joey Bosa, who's a great player. Obviously, he's been a staple in this league for many years. So I think adding a future Hall of Famer like that is very important to building success. And we kind of saw last year, like, as much as they were very good, Josh Allen kind of did it all, and he didn't really have much help, so maybe getting some better protection and stuff like that can help the Bills maybe make a Super Bowl run and finally get past the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and then to round off our quick free agency segment, the Ravens just got DeAndre Hopkins. I think this is like the second year in the row that they've gotten one of those older wide receivers. They had Odell Beckham and now D-Hop. Do you see D-Hop being a pivotal part of this team that could help them, or is he just kind of another receiver that, you know, you might throw 2-3 balls to him in a game, but probably nothing crazy?
I kind of think it won't be anything crazy. He's getting old and he's not like in his prime anymore, so I feel like he'll just be kind of like a secondary option here and there.
Yeah, definitely. And that will round out our show for this week. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to hear more, tune in every Thursday at 8:45. Or go to Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon to find podcasts. But until then, we will see you guys next week.